The motion to give $25,000 to the Boys and Girls Club came as a surprise to Alderman Keene Winters, who says personal emails between other aldermen and the club's director point to collusion.
Clearly, in this case, there was a list of emails and head counts beforehand. That means that decisions are being made outside the public view, and that, in my mind, is certainly against the spirit, if not the factual letter, of the Wisconsin Open Meetings Law.
Winters says the emails show an effort to line up votes in private. He wants a new rule that would force aldermen to use public email accounts for city business.
It also makes those records really hard to get. Oftentimes, you have to get down to a court order and a search of someone's personal computer. It would just be so much cleaner if we all used city email for our city business.
Wausau Alderman Jim Brzezinski says Winters' rule won't work.
Well, I think it's probably an impractical idea. What would I do if someone contacted me on my personal email? Refuse to acknowledge it.
It was Brzezinski who made the motion for the Boys and Girls Club funding.
Quite frankly, I don't see that the system is in any way, shape, or form broken. The way I proposed the amendment to the budget was absolutely appropriate. I've been scrupulous about never violating the open meeting law.
Winter says he doesn't want a precedent set for funding charities. Brzezinski says if another organization has a legitimate need for money, he's willing to listen. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.